Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's had a great day to this point, enjoying the awesome weather outside. Looks like it's going to be 70 and sunny today. We started off the show as we're sitting here at the midway point talking about the mayor of Nashville delivering a press conference this morning, like it's done every morning, just talking about the latest. And the latest is the plan to start phase one on Monday in Davidson County. To help us with all that and more is Alex Apple from Fox 17. He has been covering all of this, doing a good job on the television side of things. Alex, how you doing?
No, I'm doing all right, guys, but I just was scrolling through Twitter and I saw Chase's quarantine beard, and that thing is gnarly. I was stunned.
Gnarly is one word that comes to mind. Yeah, there are others. He has said that he wants to get it trimmed, but yet then he kind of contradicts himself and then says, he may keep it. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I might trim it up myself and see what that does. Because at first I was like, I'm just going to grow this thing out as long as this goes. And now it's just...
With what? A weed eater? What are you going to use?
Well, the lawn people are here. Maybe I can get them to help.
Get them to get some assistance.
Yeah.
So, Alex, what did you make of John Cooper's message this morning?
I think there's a lot of businesses in Nashville, that are breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief. It was interesting because the state and Nashville were sort of on diverging paths. John Cooper taking the more cautious path, saying, we're not ready to reopen. It's not the right time. He was looking at data, didn't feel like the city was headed enough in the right direction. And the state went ahead and reopened. Williamson County, Sumner County, all of these surrounding areas able to reopen at least partially. And you started to see restaurants there feel this out. It's been about 10 days for them. They're operating at 50% capacity, and it left sort of everyone in Nashville to say, how much longer, if I'm a restaurateur, can I hold on before some of these places aren't going to reopen at all? Because the longer it went, the more likelihood that there was for that. And the longer it went, the more the city started to lose business. I went to lunch this week. I live here in Nashville, but I went to Williamson County. It was the first time I had done that, tried it out, went to Puckett's, felt safe. But I probably would have gone somewhere in Davidson County. So you were probably experiencing a lot of that. And so the mayor is still not happy with the transmission rate. He's still not quite happy with the number of cases. But he's made this decision to go ahead and reopen, and not a day too early for a lot of business owners.
How much do you think this is some pressure that started getting applied this week from some pretty prominent restaurant and bar owners downtown publicly?
Oh, it's a brutal decision to have to make. I'm sure that pressure existed. I'm sure it existed 2 weeks ago, because you've got to make a decision of, if we don't reopen, you know, because let's just throw this out here as a hypothetical. I'm not a doctor, but let's just say that a doctor said to John Cooper, you know, if you can wait a whole nother month, you'll really be in good shape. I think we can really tamp this thing down. But what is the city going to look like if he has to go another month with everything closed down? It's going to reopen, and it's not going to look like the one that closed. And so he has to make a decision weighing those two things. That's sort of on competing sides of the scale. I'm glad it's not me having to make that decision. I'm sure he was getting pressure from businesses saying, we just can't hold out that much longer. Even if they firmly believe in the quarantine and lockdown and the benefits of that, and even if John Cooper, I think, would have loved to have been able to continue that, it just is not economically feasible. And you also look at the state of Nashville's finances, the clock's ticking. And every time the clock ticks, the number of millions of dollars lost continues to climb. And I'm glad that I'm not John Cooper having to make that decision weighing those factors.
Yeah, because basically every surrounding county that's touching Davidson County. I mean, I told the story to these guys on Monday. I went out Friday after the show, and I went out Saturday, went out over the weekend, and I'm down here in Rutherford County, and I'm not sure on Friday and Saturday I felt like, you know, that anything had happened. I mean, it felt like it was normal. I couldn't believe the traffic and the people that were out and people dining in restaurants in Rutherford County. And, you know, that's another thing. You don't think those business owners don't know that, right? That all the counties that are touching Davidson County, they're all open and operating, yes, at limited capacity and with rules and masks and all that good stuff. But, you know, that doesn't probably help the situation either.
Sure. And I mean, you can look at the data and make an argument that the reopening is off to a pedestrian start at best. I mean, the number of cases over the 10 days since it reopened compared to the previous 10 days is up. I mean, and they anticipated that. And everyone on a personal level is going to have to make that choice of, you know, am I ready to risk that? The answer is yes. You have opportunities now. The answer is no, then that's certainly fine. I did take one thing away that the mayor said earlier this week. He was on our morning show on Fox 17, and he was asked about when can you reopen, and at that point he wasn't ready to divulge that it was going to be Monday. And he said, you know, we'd love to be open this week, but we're just going to have to live with the fact of life of social distancing is going to be a thing until we have a vaccine. What he said was that we're not going to really be able to gather in groups of more than 10 until we have a vaccine. Now, reading between the lines on that, we're not going to have a vaccine by football season. We may not have it by a year from now, or it might just be coming a year from now. I think that spells a tough time ahead for figuring out how, if you're going to get any in, how you're going to get any fans in sports venues. Because, I mean, look, like you just described, Rutherford County, look at the beaches in Florida. One of these things opened up. People aren't social distancing. We're not doing that good of a job of following these rules, really. I mean, we're doing okay. Some people are doing a fantastic job, but others don't follow them at all. So you've got to think that it would be very difficult to say, we're going to allow 15,000 people in Titan Stadium and sit four apart. Are people going to follow that? How are you going to enforce that? Now, the good news is that might be a more negative viewpoint of reading between the lines of what he said. Every day that goes by during this is power. Like, 24 hours might as well be a month of time, because the more time that goes by, they accrue so much knowledge because there's so many smart minds working on this. Hopefully, 60, 90 days from now, when we're staring at the end of the summer, football's around the corner, we'd love to go see a hockey game, NBA starting back up, baseball, who knows what's going on with that. Hopefully, that has given enough time and by virtue knowledge to figure out how to work this out. But I think right now the mayor would tell you, there's not going to be any crowds at sporting events this fall.
Alex Appel is with us from Fox 17, and he's been covering these press conferences that have been going on daily with Mayor Cooper. And if you have not been focusing earlier on today, the news was that Nashville is going to be ready to move in Davidson County to phase one starting on Monday. So, Alex, I got a chance to watch some of the press conference this morning. I thought it was important that he had all of his surrounding health officials come on and sort of give their green light to it, although they were very cautious in doing it. But it sounded like the data did support that it's time to go to phase one. Like they were willing to share all the numbers and the cases. And I thought it was important that they pointed out that our facilities, our hospitals, have not been overrun. They're doing okay in terms of space right now.
Yeah, the hospitals, I think all leaders around the country are breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief that they were able to mitigate the catastrophic, or avoid the catastrophic scenario where the hospitals get overrun. I mean, can you imagine if we'd had to have used the Music City Center as a hospital? I mean, we'd have really been in a tight spot by that point. So there's six, the high level overview of this, there's basically six factors that the mayor's calling key metrics. Four of the six right now are in what they call satisfactory grounds. Two are less than satisfactory. None of them are unsatisfactory. The public health capacity, the testing capacity looks good. Hospital capacity looks good. I think I mentioned it just a minute ago, the transmission rate and the 14-day new case trend, they still have in the yellow of less than satisfactory. But four out of six, I think you take that. That is at least showing a city that's going to be able to handle a reopening if there is more cases. Because you can't reopen, obviously, you can't reopen anything if your floor and ICU beds in hospitals are already taken up because you pretty much have no more bandwidth. So the city feels like they've got a little bit of bandwidth, and that's what I took away from Dr. Alex Jahangir and the mayor and everyone that spoke this morning, is that they feel like it's not perfect, but it's good enough. And, you know, for business owners, good enough, they'll take that, because we've got to get back in business. The other thing, though, I mean, think about this. You are, let's take 102.5. If you said 102.5 has to all of a sudden cut its airtime in half and operate at 50% capacity, well, that's only 50% of stuff you can sell ads for. That's very tough. That's exactly what's being asked of restaurants, 50% capacity, a little more limited hours, you're having to clean, you've really got to invest in that. Can they really survive very long on 50% capacity? Because if you can only have 50% and you're doing 30, 40% of your normal revenue, well, the cut-even point is usually 75, 80% in the restaurant business. So the next step is going to be, how long can we ask these businesses to continue to comply to these government-issued rules, because even though they might be the right thing to do, it's very difficult for them to survive on that.
Alex, it's not a problem for me, but the rest of the people on our panel would like to get their hair cut eventually. So can you help us, too, on what needs to happen to get to phase two? You've been following it close. I know this is a phased-in process, and you know we don't want to have to go back. So we've got to make sure we're on point here with the measures of phase one, so we can get to phase two.
But the mayor said it could be an accordion deal where we do go back. I think that it's easier to get to phase two than three and four. I think that the mayor is hoping that that's about a 14-day gap where gyms and salons and the barbershop can open up, because, you know, while those aren't, we don't have to have our hair cut to live and live well, you know, those are in some ways essential, you know, services that we've always just taken for granted. And from a nationwide level, gyms were able to get into phase one because that's what the Trump administration recommended. And that there was a big lobbying push to get themselves there. And locally, gyms not a part of phase one, salons as well. They've already opened in other counties. So you could go out to Rutherford County and get your hair cut. You can go to Williamson County and get your hair cut. Now, there's no, you know, onus on those places to open, but they have the opportunity to now in some of the surrounding counties. I think starting perhaps tomorrow, I forget exactly what Governor Lee recommended on that, but the mayor is hoping that maybe it's about a 14-day period, maybe it's a touch less. I think if they can keep four of the six key metrics in the green, as they describe it, then it might not be too long before phase two. I think when you look at the recommendations to get fully open, bigger crowds, sporting events, movie theaters, it gets more difficult to get to phase three and four.
Alex Apple of Fox 17 is with us on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And yeah, I sit here and I've had different conversations with myself about this of, you know, is some of this trial and error? Let's see what happens, because as you brought up, these businesses have to operate. I mean, people have to live their lives. They have to make money. So at some point, something's got to give. And so I wonder if some of it, not just in our city, is a little trial and error. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how we can operate.
Sure. It is trial and error. I mean, just think about some of the fact that this is so unprecedented. There is no blueprint for this. They are having to create a set of rules and then hope that they made the right decision. I mean, it's a little more fleshed out than just trial and error, but it is a best guess at what will work, and we hope we're right. And, you know, think about the sleepless nights that probably engenders for you if you're the mayor, if you're the governor, if you're anyone having to make decisions on this. It is really a cross your fingers and hope that we made the best decision, because nobody knows exactly what will work. Nobody. We can't sit here, you know, he doesn't know if there's going to be fans in sports stadiums in the fall. He can guess, but nobody knows. Nobody knows if we're going to all get sick from eating at restaurants because we open too quick. You know, it is fascinating in that standpoint and a little nerve wracking. So I think the way you put it is apt. And, you know, if you're making these decisions, all you can do is your best and hope that that worked.
This is a little bit of a loaded question and definitely opinion based, but do you think that if Governor Lee could maybe go back to try and have his major cities more in unison than they have been with some of this plan, that would be something that, that he would want to look at. Because that's the complicated part if you're Mayor Cooper, is you're trying to do what's best for Nashville. And I understand it's different in certain areas, but if the governor is getting on TV saying, yeah, we're reopening parts of the state, I can understand the pushback from certain people in Nashville. So I wonder if there's a little bit of regret, even though, as you said, it's unprecedented, so you didn't really have anything to base it on.
I don't disagree with anything you just said, because people are going to watch the governor on TV, and not everyone's experts on this. Really, no one's an expert on this, and they're going to say, well, what's true here? What do I think? You know, who should I believe? The mayor that we're not ready? The governor says we're ready? Now, what the governor has done is largely just what the federal government told him to do. I mean, more or less, very, very, very similar. And so the mayor is taking his own path. Now, if you'll remember back when we were starting to close things down, it was actually John Cooper who took a lot of these steps first. Nashville did it, and then the state followed. Now the state has, in, you know, a lot of 89 counties, which is a lot of rural areas, reopened, and now Nashville is following. I think that, you know, a unified government response, which Bill Lee would tell you in the press conference, his answer, for better or for worse, is that he feels like he's got that. But I don't expect him to say anything less. It's kind of like coach speak in a press conference. You pretty much expect him to say and spin things in a positive direction. And that's his prerogative. I think that the mayor of Chattanooga, who felt confused by some of the state's orders, would say, I needed better communication. I don't know what John Cooper would say, but I think the more unified the government is, the better we're all going to be. So let's all cross our fingers that they're on the same page. Now, John Cooper, though, did admit he felt a little hemmed in by the state's decision, because can you really stay closed when, you know, for some people it is a five-minute drive to get out of the county, and then those people are also bringing back the risk that you're trying to avoid, right? You can't keep people out of Davidson County, so they were going to Williamson County or Rutherford County and coming back and driving to work and whatever they were doing. So it definitely hemmed the mayor in a little bit. Now, how much of a factor that was for him, I don't know. I don't want to speculate. But that's got to be reality when you just look at how things were working, because 5 minutes down the road from a lot of our houses, 10 minutes, you could go out. But if you went into downtown or you went further into the city, you couldn't. And how successful can you really be with that? Because Nashville's going to have a lot of cross-pollination, for lack of a better word, from those other counties.
In this, with trying to educate us, because this is not our world. Sports is our world, and there's some things about politics and how it works that we don't understand. What's the best way to ask this? So you've got cities with mayors and counties with mayors. So, for example, me living here in Smyrna, there's a mayor of Smyrna, there's a mayor of Murfreesboro,
right,
but yet there's a mayor of Rutherford County. How does that dynamic work whenever they're trying to make a decision on something?
So the way that the state – the reason Nashville's decision-making specifically to COVID has been different than the state's is because we have our own health department that's not run by the Tennessee Department of Health. Lisa Piercy, that you see with the governor, is not in charge of Nashville's health department. There are six counties in the state that are like that. So in this decision-making case, if your health department was controlled by the state and run by the state, then you could reopen. That's who Bill Lee was in charge of. He reopened 89 counties. And a lot of the big cities have their own health department. If you're talking more generally in government, the like let's take the tornado, for example. So when we would go out to Putnam County, where it was hit as hard as any other spot, with all due respect to Nashville, it was nothing like Putnam County, where the devastation was truly shocking. But you had a Putnam County mayor, and you had a Cookeville mayor.
Correct.
That would both be at the press conferences.
Yes.
They make decisions in tandem. Now, all these government entities have their own code or a charter that's drawn up differently. In a lot of the scenario, there's really the actual reality on the ground is there's not a lot of difference. They're both kind of doing the same thing. They share some responsibilities. They have no responsibility over the other. You know, a local county mayor doesn't wield that much power.
Okay.
Certainly not like the mayor in Nashville does.
Right.
Now, that's not just because he has it's a big city. Metro government is really weird. I mean, I've been around the country and covered government a lot of places. There's very little few things, very few places like Metro Government. And it's drawn up for a city really originally that was a lot smaller than what we have now. That's not to say it's not working, but it's unique. I mean, Metro Government and the way that the council, you know, works with the mayor, like the budget, for example. So what happens with the budget, and this is, I hope I'm not going down a rabbit hole, but I think this is easy for people to understand. The mayor recommends his budget, right? Big property tax increase. He thinks it's the only way around it. So the Metro Council is going to debate it, and they'll all have their own ideas. Some will say that we don't, you know, have the bandwidth to ask any more of our citizens in this tough economic time. Others will vote for it. But if they can't agree, like if by June 30th the council has reached no consensus, no majority, then the mayor's budget just becomes law. That's what happened last year. They hated David Briley's budget. I don't think that there was very much, excitement around that at all. It put band-aids on some budget holes. It kind of is one of the reasons why we're in the situation right now. But they couldn't agree on anything. David Briley's budget becomes the law of the land. So it's very interesting. I mean, it's interesting and wonky and hard to understand. You're not alone in figuring out how all these entities interact with one another. Going back to your previous question, the better they interact together, the better it's all going to be. But politics is a game of egos sometimes, and sometimes you don't always get great cooperation.
Good stuff. Really appreciate you joining us. Keep up the good work on Fox 17. We've enjoyed your coverage throughout all of this. It's been obviously a weird 2020 here in Middle Tennessee for sure. But thanks for doing this, Alex, and we'll talk to you soon.
Anytime. You guys are doing a great job, and you've been handed months of June 5th broadcast where you kind of joke about having nothing to talk about. Can you be good on the radio on June 5th? Well, you guys are doing a great job of it, so I'll thank you guys back for keeping us entertained. Man, I can't wait for sports to come back. I'm itching for it badly.
No doubt about it. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, guys.
Alex Apple from Fox 17. Really appreciate him joining us. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks on sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.